Repeatedly targeted anti-CCP activist beaten unconscious in New York. Anti-Chinese Communist Party activist Jia Lijian was beaten unconscious by three men in New York and remained under intensive hospital care after losing consciousness for more than 2 days, the latest in a series of assaults and suspicious incidents he has faced while protesting the Chinese regime and exposing people he identifies as CCP-linked actors in the United States. Three Asian men followed Jia near the Queen's Botanical Garden in Flushing on July 15 as he tried to reach a bus, according to Jia. The men caught up with him and repeatedly struck his head and legs with a club-like object. Bleeding and disoriented, Jia said, he managed to reach a bus before losing awareness. When he awoke more than 2 days later, he was in a hospital intensive care unit. Doctors told him that emergency personnel found him severely injured aboard the bus and transported him to the hospital. He suffered a serious head injury, could not initially walk after regaining consciousness, and remained under close hospital observation after vomiting when he tried to eat, according to a video interview on July 19 with the Chinese edition of the Epoch Times after he regained consciousness. The China Democracy Party International Alliance, or CDPIA, an overseas Chinese pro-democracy organization chaired by Jia that advocates an end to CCP rule through peaceful political change, accused the Chinese Communist Party of hiring gang members to carry out the attack. In a July 17 statement, the organization called on U.S. authorities to identify the assailants and pursue those who organized the attack. Jia said the concentration of his legal activity immediately before the New York assault led him to believe the beating was intended to stop him from supplying evidence and pursuing cases involving Chinese government institutions and people accused of working for Beijing. In a July 20 post on X, Jia said on July 9, he and two other plaintiffs formally expanded their Los Angeles civil action to name the People's Republic of China and the Chinese consulate in Los Angeles as defendants. The Los Angeles County Superior Court complaint, case number 26-STCV-21753, also named security guard Xian Wu, JK Patrol SVC, and unidentified defendants. It alleges battery, assault, intentional infliction of emotional distress, premises liability, and negligent hiring, supervision, and retention. The action arose from a January 4 protest outside the Chinese consulate in Los Angeles, where we used pepper spray against demonstrators. Eight protesters said they were struck, and several required hospital treatment. Wu was arrested following the incident. Jia said the July 9 step formally brought the Chinese government and consulate into the action and that summonses were being transmitted under the Hague Service Convention. Also on July 9, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York informed Jia that law enforcement had identified him as a victim or potential victim in the criminal case against Yuanjun Tong. Tong, a former leader of a New York-based Chinese pro-democracy organization, pleaded guilty in September 2025 to conspiring to act as an unregistered agent of the Chinese government. Federal prosecutors said Tong secretly accepted assignments from China's Ministry of State Security and supplied information about U.S.-based dissidents and pro-democracy activities, including names, photographs, and recordings of participants. Jia said prosecutors continued asking him to provide evidence and statements connected to the case. Also on July 9, the Los Angeles City Attorney's criminal branch sent Jia a reminder to submit evidence requested in connection with the January consulate incident. 2 weeks before the beating, Jia had also helped lead a symbolic coffin procession outside the Chinese consulate in New York marking the CCP's 105th anniversary. Protesters carried a coffin marked NCCP toward the entrance and chanted for an end to communist rule. Jia wrote before the demonstration that Chinese people who had suffered under the CCP had waited too long for the party's funeral. Years of attacks, threats, and surveillance. The July 15 beating followed years of incidents in which physical attacks were accompanied by political insults, threats against Jia's family, apparent surveillance, or signs that others had learned about an attack before he had disclosed it publicly. In November 2021, a vehicle struck Jia while he was cycling in Roland Heights, California, destroying his bicycle and phone and leaving him injured. Jia said the driver called him a traitor and warned him to watch what he did. 2 days later, a Telegram account using the name Zhuang Sir threatened Jia and his family, referred directly to the collision, and said the driver should have crippled his legs. The account also sent an image of a knife. The messages threatened that Jia and his family would die badly and referred to his father in China. 2 months later, Jia said, a car forced him toward the roadside as he traveled to a Walmart in Roland Heights. A large man emerged carrying a long knife and stabbed at him 5 or 6 times. The blade pierced Jia's lower jaw, causing severe bleeding and leaving him in critical condition. The stabbing came 2 months after the collision and the threats that had referred to Jia as a traitor and the warning to his family. Jia reported the stabbing and related incidents to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department and the FBI. In August 2023, Jia said an unknown attacker struck him from behind in the head while he was walking outside Los Angeles, knocking him unconscious. While Jia was recovering, Chinese and English language posts falsely announced his death, accompanied by fabricated funeral hall images and purported memorial videos. Jia believed the material had been prepared in connection with the assault. He also said people repeatedly photograph or film him at close range during demonstrations. During a December 2022 protest outside the Chinese consulate in Los Angeles, a hooded man wearing a mask live-streamed Jia through a video call. A photograph of the man's phone screen shows Jia at the protest while a Chinese man was on the receiving end of the call wearing a Chinese police uniform. Jia said the encounter led him to suspect that his image and political activities were being relayed to Chinese law enforcement. He later included this episode among approximately 200 pages of photographs, messages, videos, and other material he provided to FBI agents concerning threats, suspected surveillance, and people he believed were acting for the CCP. Struck twice on a remote Utah road. Less than 7 weeks before the New York beating, Jia survived another incident he believes was connected to his activism. Jia spent May 26 to 28 protesting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi during his visit to the United Nations in New York and helping coordinate June 4 Tiananmen massacre commemorations. On May 31, while traveling back toward Los Angeles, he encountered another vehicle on a remote Utah road. Jia said he moved aside to let the vehicle pass. Instead, he said, the driver struck the rear of his car, then hit the front before fleeing. The hits pushed Jia's vehicle to the opposing lanes, broke through a roadside barrier, and came to rest in open terrain. Jia suffered a fractured arm as well as head and chest injuries. The detail that most disturbed him came afterward. Relatives in China called and urged him to return, telling him he was unsafe abroad. "I had not contacted my family directly," Jia said. "How did they know that something had happened to me?" Jia said the call deepened his suspicion that pressure on his relatives in China was connected to the incidents he was experiencing in the United States. After the Utah crash, repair technicians found a tracking device attached beneath Jia's vehicle, according to Jia. It was not the first such discovery. In March 2024, he posted photographs of another location tracker he said had been found inside the trunk. From petitioning to anti-CCP activism. Jia's opposition to the CCP grew out of his family's efforts to petition Chinese authorities. He said his mother went missing during that struggle and his father was left disabled. Jia continued seeking answers and redress from authorities. He said officials repeatedly detained him over his petitioning and at one point confined him in a psychiatric facility. He fled China in 2019, traveling through Africa and South America before reaching the United States. In the years that followed, he became a prominent organizer of Chinese pro-democracy and anti-CCP demonstrations. His activities have included commemorations of the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre, rallies supporting Falun Gong practitioners and political prisoners, protests outside Chinese consulates, and efforts to assist people who have been targeted by the Chinese regime. By 2025, Jia said he had organized more than 100 demonstrations. The repeated threats and attacks have changed how he lives. Jia said he checks beneath his vehicle before driving and leaves markings near doors so he can determine whether someone has entered or tampered with his surroundings. He said the constant vigilance leaves him exhausted and sometimes makes him question why he continues risking his life. But he believes retreat would not make him safer. "They want to make you afraid and make you shut up," he said in an interview in May 2025 with the Chinese language edition of the Epoch Times. Even if you become afraid today, they still will not let you go. Transnational repression in the United States. The FBI defines transnational repression as attempts by foreign governments to intimidate, silence, coerce, harass, or harm members of diaspora and exile communities in the United States. The Bureau lists stalking, threats against relatives, assault, attempted kidnapping, and attempted murder among the tactics used. Federal prosecutors have brought multiple cases alleging that Chinese intelligence and police agencies used intermediaries in the United States to monitor, intimidate, or pressure dissidents. In Tong's case, prosecutors said he collected names, photographs, and recordings of pro-democracy activists for China's Ministry of State Security. A video will. In the hospital, Jie recorded a video after doctors allowed him access to his phone. He spoke slowly and struggled at times to remember the date or reconstruct the days since the attack. Jie said he believed the beating was intended to frighten him and others involved in the cases into silence. "I want to tell the Chinese government, don't even think about it," he said. "It is impossible, absolutely impossible, to make us stop." He warned other Chinese dissidents to protect themselves. "As long as I have one breath left, I will pursue these cases to the end," he said. Near the end of the video, Jie described the recording as a possible video will, a final statement in case he did not survive. He also vowed on X that he would come back strong and healthy. In a later post, he wrote, "The only way to silence me is to turn me into a corpse." Tong Bing, Li Yun, Ma Xiang'en, Michael Zhuang, and Frank Fong contributed to this report.